You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, but apparently it did. Here with us is Patrick Juanes. Patrick, it's good to hear from you again.
Thank you, Sally. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. He speaks funny, guys, because he's from Australia, but
that's right.
You know, nothing we can do about that. You know, I think we mentioned last time that I had been hypnotized, and I didn't think it was any scary or big deal. But when my brother and I were talking about it, does it mean you've gone to sleep when you're hypnotized?
No, not at all. I mean, when I used to do stage shows, I used to use the word sleep just because it's very, you know, theatrical and dramatic. But it's not the same. It's not the same as sleep. Hypnosis, to be hypnotized, is simply to enter a state of an altered state where you're open to suggestion. Doesn't mean you'll do anything against your will. You're just more suggestible. There are two parts to your mind, the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So right now you're listening to me, analyzing what I'm saying with your conscious mind, but how you feel about what I say comes from your subconscious mind.
Why did you say it's a little like being drunk?
Well, it's only that you become a little less inhibited.
Oh, okay.
So you are more open to suggestion. It's not that you're actually, it's not like really being drunk, but you are less inhibited and you are open to suggestion. It basically taps your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind controls your heart, your digestion, your nervous system, your circulatory system. It is your emotional mind. And every decision you make, although we all think we make logical decisions, those decisions are made by our emotions and by our subconscious mind. That's why people go, I know it's bad to me to eat all this junk food, but I'll keep eating it.
Oh, well, two things, post-hypnotic suggestion for smoking and post-hypnotic suggestion for dieting. Does that work?
Yes and no, because there are really two forms of therapy. One is command therapy, and the other is literally works on removing the symptoms. And the permanent, long-lasting form of therapy is where you work on the cause. Why are you smoking? Why are you eating too much? Now, for some people, yes, it only simply requires the motivation or the post-hypnotic suggestion saying, you know, you are now a non-smoker. You now choose to, you know, breathe fresh air and have a clean taste in your mouth and, you know, you work on all the positive effects of letting go of that. Some people, it's not enough just to give them the suggestions for weight loss, because they may end up using them for a short while, but then they'll go back to the habits because you haven't dealt with the cause.
Ah.
So you've got to get to the cause. People are not overweight just because they eat too much and they don't exercise. They're overweight because it has another purpose. And it could be to avoid intimacy. It could be to keep people away. It could be to punish themselves. It can be for many reasons. So real long-lasting behavioral change occurs when you get to the cause of the problem, not just the symptom.
Steve?
Post-hypnotic suggestion, just explaining that, Sally, simply means that after you've come out of the state of hypnosis, there is a word or something that triggers a response. So if we said to you, well, every time you see a cigarette, from now, when you come out of the state of hypnosis, every time you see a cigarette, you'll get this real yucky feeling and you'll want to literally, you know, turn your head away from it. That would be an example of a post-hypnotic suggestion.
I have a son here, my son Anthony, who wants to know if this hypnotism would work if you're trying to get a girl to date you.
Yes and no. Are you hypnotizing yourself or her?
Well, I assume he's,
because
he's talking
they're both
about
relevant.
Hypnotizing her, I assume.
Okay, well, I would always start with the guy. I'd say hypnotize yourself to gain more confidence, to believe in yourself, to feel better about yourself, to learn how to speak with confidence, to place more interest in her, not just yourself. So there's a few basics you could do. You could hypnotize someone to be more open to you, but you can't get anyone to do anything against their will.
Aha, sorry, Anthony. Well, Anthony's only 20, so he's grasping at straws here.
Well, he's also
Patrick.
Very handsome. Well, I do have trouble getting people to date him.
I do have a book called Hypnosis and the Science of Seduction.
Which he
should probably read, because I talk about hypnosis. I talk about how you can hypnotize yourself to gain more confidence, how you can hypnotize yourself so that you can approach a woman not just with confidence, but with a visualized successful result already in your mind.
Is it easier to hypnotize yourself or to have a trained practitioner hypnotize you? Which is easier?
It's easier to have someone else do it. But all hypnosis, Sally, is self-hypnosis. Now, I know that sounds weird. Let me explain that. If I'm going to be hypnotizing you, I'm guiding you to the state of hypnosis. I cannot make you hypnotized. So I give you the suggestions, and if you follow the suggestions, you'll be hypnotized, but you're doing it to yourself. Meditation is a form of hypnosis. It's simply, again, that altered state. The only difference is if you go to a trained practitioner or clinical hypnotherapist or doctor, etc., who practices hypnosis, then hopefully they know what to do to you once you are hypnotized. I do a lot of self-hypnosis on me. I mean, I hypnotize myself every day. It's similar to meditation, to either visualize what I want or to release or to forgive.
Okay, is it exactly meditation? Is meditation self-hypnosis or just part of it?
They're very similar. I'll tell you how they're similar, because what you're really doing is slowing down your brain waves. That's where the altered state occurs. The slower the brain waves, and here's the contradiction. The slower your brain waves, the more intelligent you are. That means you'll learn faster when your brain waves are slow. And that's why slow down. That's why if you're really hyper and you're stressed out, you can't absorb the information. Children learn about 25 times as fast as adults because their brain waves are slower. When we get stressed out, our brain waves speed up. That's why we can't sleep when we're stressed out, because our brain waves are moving too quickly. They're vibrating very fast. As you slow them down, you get into a state of sleep. So the difference between meditation and hypnosis is that meditation usually, depending on, there are two kinds, passive and active meditation. Passive meditation is simply where you leave your mind blank. And you can get to that state. People go, how is that possible? You can. Where you relax so much that there really is nothing in front of your head. There's no thoughts, no pictures. There are some people that get into meditation by a chant, so that they can block all the other thoughts out and just keep on one thought. But hypnosis is more than that. It can be entering a state of meditation, then you choose to visualize something, or you choose to work through an issue, to recall an incident and forgive someone or forgive yourself or gain new understanding.
You said that Chinese Qigong is also a form of hypnosis.
Yes, it's... You see, all of it really is about tapping into your subconscious mind, and it's about slowing down your brain waves. So anything that you can do that's going to do that is a form of hypnosis. There are many forms of hypnosis because it's simply an altered state where you have focused attention. For example, and maybe some of the people listening to the show will understand this immediately, all of us drive. And if you've been driving for a long time down a straight road, you suddenly go, did I pass that city? Did I pass that exit? Wow, I don't remember passing that. And you lose sense of time. You lose sense of reality. That is another form of trance. We call that a waking trance. When you go into a movie and you start to feel scared, or you feel excited, or you feel joyful, even though you know these people are acting, that's another form of hypnosis, where you are feeling something that is unreal as real.
Where you're feeling something that is unreal as real.
Yeah, you're looking at the cinema.
Yeah.
The cinema screen. You know that there's a script. You know it's produced. You know it's visual effects.
Oh,
you know
they're acting. Got it. Yes, but you're like, I won't watch horror films because I'm really frightened.
Right, because you accept it as real, and then what happens? You'll end up dreaming about it as well. But you feel something on the screen is not real, and you feel it to be real. This is. I don't know if you've heard of the movie The Secret, you know, with
yes.
Jack Canfield and all these people.
Yes.
And they talk about the law of attraction.
Yes.
Let me explain this, because it's something that I teach.
Right.
Basically, whatever you focus on, you get more of it. If you focus all day on bad things and accidents and illness, you will get sick and you will have accidents and illnesses. If you focus all the time on what you want and you focus on the successful result, it will happen. It'll happen for many reasons. But primarily because you'll be drawn more and more to everything that's associated with that. Talk to any football player, any baseball player. What do they focus on all day?
When?
They focus on the sport. Talk to guys that are in the investment market. What do they focus on? On investments.
You attract what you give your attention to.
You know, we saw the movie, The Secret.
Right.
And I gave it to my daughter. And the funny thing is, she says, Mother, everybody in my child's school is watching The Secret. Therefore, it's no secret.
Well, I'd like to add to that, because it's really not a secret. It's been around for thousands of years.
Right.
You know, they did make it dramatical, even if it was an Australian woman. And, you know, she said, oh, The Secret's been suppressed. No, it hasn't. The secret's been around in all religions, and I'm not going to get religious here, but Jesus taught that principle.
Right.
He said, ask, and if you believe, ask in prayer, and if you believe you're going to receive, you'll receive.
Exactly.
He talked about believing. So it's the secret's been around for a long time. No one suppressed it. It's just
30 seconds.
Exactly. Now, let me tell you, because we're running out of time, Patrick. It's HTTP, www.patrickwanis, PatrickWanis.com. And the name of that book for Anthony?
Hypnosis and the Science of Seduction.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's a pleasure to talk to you again.
Likewise.
Take a break. We'll be right back.